The Warriors tipping off a new season with a banner unveiling as the back-to-back champs are celebrated at a pregame ring ceremony and then get right down to business against the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder here at Oracle Arena. Stephen Curry with a strong opening night performance, a game-high 32 points to go with 9 assists and 8 boards with 5 three-pointers on the evening. Kevin Durant added 27 points as the Warriors hold off the Thunder for a 108-100 win. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I think we let our guard down. I think we went into halftime knowing we should have been up by 15, 18, 20 points. But we turned the ball over and didn't rebound. And so they were within striking distance, and it just felt like, you know, they came out. They probably went into their locker room, and Billy probably said, hey, we should be down a lot more, and it's close, and let's come back. They hadn't made a shot in the first half. Couldn't make anything, so they caught fire, 22 points in the first 5 minutes. We weren't ready to play, and fortunately we came back and took care of business, but we're not in shape yet. I don't think that's going out on a limb. People were tired out there on both teams, I thought. So this is how it goes, first game.
Steve, what did you think of the way DJ played?
DJ was great. He gave us exactly what we would hope. You know, the lob threat, the presence inside, the ability to battle a great center, and Steven Adams, to put his size up against him and battle him. And I thought Kevon was fantastic too. He came off the bench and gave us great minutes. So those two guys were, you know, really, really key. And otherwise, you know, we didn't look much like ourselves, but it's not surprising either. We need a couple more weeks probably.
Hey, Steve, regarding that whole center spot and all that, just moving forward, how are you weighing the components of the quality of play those guys are giving you in the matchups when determining?
We're going to stay with DJ. I don't know for how long, but we'll stay with him. I mean, we got Gobert and Jokic coming up on this road trip, and he's got the size and athleticism to deal with them, and he's gonna learn an awful lot. I mean, to come out of the gates in the season and face these three centers, he's seeing the best. So I think it's great for him, and we'll start him and see what happens.
You got Curry and Jones into the pick and roll a lot. Is that something you'd seen in practice? Is that something that you kind of feel these guys might have something together? And what do you tell Damian when he's in the pick and roll with Steph Curry?
Well, I mean, what Damian does is a little bit like what JaVale did for us the last couple of years. When you put him in the screen and the big has to come out, now you got the lob threat. And, we didn't call a lot of those plays. You know, our guys just know. They understand, where they can attack and how to play. And I thought that was a really good connection. Steph was great tonight. And made some big plays for us when we needed. And you're right, DJ was a good pick and roll combo with him.
Coach, Steph said before the season this might be the best that he's felt coming into a season. I mean, he came out and just obviously had a great performance tonight. And I guess my question is there another level that you think he can get to, as crazy as that sounds?
I don't know. I just know he's awesome.
Steve, you hit on this earlier with the conditioning, but specifically with Draymond, how did you see him coming
along? He got tired, admittedly, and what I loved about him is that he battled. He got 13 rebounds against a very good rebounding team, made that key steal late to really seal the win, and he brought it when we needed to bring it. He was tired. He only had about a week of camp. He missed almost 2 weeks, I think, and as I said, I thought most of our guys looked spent out there, but this is the only way to get over the hump. You know, they've got the foundation of the conditioning, but they got to get over the hump with their wind and their legs. And I don't know what the numbers will show, but we dribbled a lot more than we should. Well, I thought we were pounding the ball into the floor, and we've got to get the ball moving via the pass again, and then we'll look more like ourselves.
See, the center order obviously went Damian, Looney, then maybe a little Draymond, then Jordan. Is that the order? Is Jordan definitely the third in this right now?
Yeah, for now, but that can always change. Looney had a great camp. Looney was probably our best big throughout camp. But DJ gives us a good burst to start the game. And then Loon will be the first big off the bench. But Jordan will get his chance. He knows it, and I thought he came in, did some good things tonight. Didn't get much of a chance, but he stayed ready.
Steve, you threw out Looney and Jones out there for a little bit. You know, it's a kind of a big lineup. It's something that, you know, this team really hasn't done a whole lot in the past few years. What's the thought process behind, you know, throwing out a larger lineup like that?
We didn't do it for long, but I think the thought is you're dealing with Steven Adams, you're dealing with some athleticism on the wings with Paul George and Grant especially, and you got to rebound. Loon's one of our best rebounders, and DJ can handle the Adams, at least the physicality part of it. So it just looked like a game that we might do that. I see Kevin Durant. I'm going to get out of here.